Thanks for downloading this podcast, which is for personal use only. All contents are copyright Radio Show Limited and must not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used in any form without permission. For contact details, go to www.radiolemon.com. The FIA World Endurance Championship, exclusively live on radiolemon.com.
Hello everybody, this is John Heindorf and welcome along to episode 7 of 2013's Toyota Tech Talk. This is where we take you behind the scenes of one of the top teams in the FIA World Endurance Championship, Toyota Hybrid Racing. A little bit of a different feel to the programme for this round of the WEC. Shanghai in China is the venue, and we have Pascal Vasselon to tell us about the technical challenges of setting up the TSO30 and where he thinks the keys to the race will be. Plus, he'll be looking ahead to the final round of the 2013 season in Bahrain in a few weeks' time. But before all that, let's catch up with the poll sitter, Graham Goodwin of DailySportsCar.com, tracked down Alex Wurz just after he set the poll time and asked him to describe a lap of this challenging circuit.
So we're going down start-finish here in Shanghai, straight into a really challenging corner. It's bumpy, you arrive in sixth gear, you brake on a turn-in, you have to control front and rear equally, not overdrive because that's really killing the front. Enter in fifth, fourth, third gear, then really closing down, lot of understeer on the car. Then going into turn three, which is down the bottom, little compression always causes a snap oversteer on exit, a lot of movement on the rear, so you just have to be in control of your car going out of this corner. Up to fifth gear, down braking into turn six. Braking point is around 90 meters just after a bump, so have to be really careful there, not hit the brakes too hard. First gear around the hairpin, just take as much speed as you can out of the corner into a really nice section. I love it to turn into turn six, where you know you're turning really late, just before the dust. If you miss it by 20 centimeters, you may be off the track. Challenging track, if you do it good, you do it flat, but you have to squeeze it a little bit. Then going into turn 8, the right-hander, very slippery, lot of four-wheel sliding, but a joy if you manage it right. Short brake, down into third gear, now for turn 9 that is. Kiss the curb, but not too much because it upsets the rear. You need to put the power down early through turn 10. Very gentle on the steering wheel, you have to treat it like an instrument. Now going out to the main back straight. Fifth gear, braking at 80 meters for turn 11. Kiss the curb, not too much. And then the long acceleration out of 12 and 13. Really demanding on the rear, but very important for that 1.1 kilometer long straight where you pile along in sixth gear up to 290 k's an hour. Very late braking, very bumpy there, so have to be really careful with not locking too much the fronts. First gear, nice exit, and then you come to the last corner. It's very tricky. Jump over the curbs, upsets the rear, and then take all the speed you can out of turn 16 in third gear, that is, back to start finish.
And clearly, Alex Wurz did that very well indeed in qualifying, planting the number 7 TSO30 Toyota Hybrid LMP1 on pole position. We'll hear more from Alex later on as he talks more deeply about the driving challenges, because frankly, let's be honest, he made that sound rather too easy as he talked us round the track. Pascal Vasselon is the team manager of Toyota Hybrid Racing, and Graham Goodwin caught up with him in the garage area with work going on after the qualifying session to ask him about the technical challenges that Shanghai brings to the team, and also about the atmosphere within the team after the obvious disappointment of not being allowed to race for weather reasons at their home track of Fuji. But first of all, what about the change of format for this weekend? Normally 3 days, 2 1.5 sessions of free practice on one day, 1 hour on the second day, and then qualifying following that. That's all changed this weekend, and the whole of the free practice schedule combined into 2 sessions of 2 hours and the qualifying on the same day.
Okay, starting from the beginning, a difficult day with a nice hand. This kind of race weekend format on 2 days is very challenging, and it makes that today we have done 2 practice sessions, quite long, 2 hours, plus a qualifying session at the end. So we have been struggling to really be on top of all what has to be, I would say, tuned and optimized on the cars. Nevertheless, apparently we did not do too bad. Compared to Fuji, Fuji, we were very competitive as well, and that's why we have been frustrated by the absence of race. We would have been really happy to materialize on the track the competitiveness we had shown. Nevertheless, race circumstances made that we won, so we cannot complain, and we feel it was a deserved win. Back to Shanghai, significantly different track, but at the end, it's always the same story. We need to find the best balance compromise between long straights. We have a long straight here, like in Fuji, and some twisty slow speed corner and some high speed corner. So, all in all, the challenges in terms of aerodynamic setup are similar between Shanghai and Fuji. The additional challenge here is related to tire management. Tires have relatively an easy life in Fuji. Here it's another story. This track tends to eat tires. As a consequence, you find a lot of marbles on the track, and it's easy to get quite a lot of pickup when you go off track. So there is a special tire challenge here in many aspects. Consistency, wear, and management of pickup. We clearly experienced some tire degradation, but here, but we still expect, or we still hope, to be able to be slightly more consistent than Audi, because that's the usual picture. I would say from our side, we work a lot for tire consistency. We steer the setup to save tires, and usually, at least in the last couple of races, we have seen that in most cases we are able to either to double stint tires when Audi counts, or to be on one single stint more consistent. So it's still our target.
You're listening to Toyota Tech Talk, exclusive to RadioLeMans.com, and that was Pascal Vassalon assuring us that tyre management and tactics will still play a huge part, of course, in who wins the race at the Shanghai International Circuit. The track here in China is challenging in so many different ways. Long straights, technical areas that you need a lot of mechanical grip for, and the track's very bumpy. But as far as the pole sitter Alex Wirtz is concerned, there's one specific area that stands out in importance above all others.
It's the grip, and the grip level is changing constantly. So in the morning it was a lot of grip, you know, instantly fast. With doing 47s for Ellen. So it's like, I thought, wow, you know, it's good grip level. Then I got in the car in the afternoon and hardly possible to do under 50. And it was the same for everyone. So a very large variation of grip, and that also means it's a very large variation of balance. So that makes the circuit very difficult. But honestly, a lot of it is in the driver's head. I mean, of course, there is a lot of physics which make the car go slower, but you have to accept it in the driver's head. You have just to adjust. You can't overdrive, because then everything backfires on you. So you have to be patient, which is pretty difficult in a race car. But that's the key, actually, to not go crazy here in Shanghai. Can you double stint? Is it better to single stint, even if you could double stint? That's the point which is going to be the key for the entire race. That's something, actually, I think no one in the pit lane has an answer for. So we have to wait and see. Nico is going to do the start, so he will have to judge it just by his feeling. Each and every race we come to, we want to be pole, fastest lap and win. So we have done one of the three decisive points we want to achieve. Obviously, the win, that's really what counts. It's going to be a difficult one, we can see that, but we are maybe closer than on other racetracks here. Also, don't forget, we have two cars, so it is easier for us to do setup work, to share information. So we're optimizing our package quicker that way. So that's also a small point why we seem to be a little bit closer. However, the best is you listen to Radio Le Mans for the race. You will be entertained, obviously, from John, and hopefully also from us on the track. We ticked out the resources to bring two cars to the end, because we look much better on spare parts, hence on budget. It is still a very close operation. We work with limited resources, so let's see if there is no big shunt or any surprises on equipment. Then I guess we have two cars again in Bahrain, which is good. You know, as I said, it just helps the team move forward. It's not too much in it for next year, because it's quite a big rule change. So it's all about the here and now, and now we focus on tomorrow's race.
Well, there are two TSO30 Toyota hybrid racing cars on the entry list for the Bahrain 8th round of the World Endurance Championship in a few weeks' time, a race where you can hear once again every session here on RadioLeMans.com. But before we ask Pascal Vassal on the criteria that will see both of those cars not only go there but race, let's find out a little more about the Desert Challenge that is the final round of this year's championship.
Bahrain is a stop-and-go track with a lot of acceleration events, braking events, six basically low-speed traction events. A lot of braking energy, so it's clearly an hybrid track because we have there seven braking zones, so clearly an hybrid track. From aero side, it's oriented medium downforce because of these long straights. And from tire side as well, usually it's very difficult on rear tires when it's very hot. This time we go later in the season, temperature should be more normal, so we could as well expect a more normal tire degradation. But this we will see. Are we going to go to Bahrain with two cars, yes or no? We will know actually tomorrow evening. Not really related to results, we would like to go with two cars in Bahrain. Whatever the result is here, it will be about parts. Yeah. If we have enough parts left, then we will go with two cars to Bahrain.
The whole of the Toyota Racing Team, and indeed all of us as enthusiasts, I'm sure, are hoping that spare parts are plentiful after this weekend's racing action in China to ensure that we have both the 7 and the 8 car racing in the desert in a couple of weeks' time. The final round of the FIA World Endurance Championship, covered in its entirety with every session live here on RadioLeMans.com. My thanks to Graham Goodwin, the editor of DailySportsCar.com, for the interviews in this episode. And we'll be going behind the scenes of Toyota Hybrid Racing once again in the next episode of Toyota Tech Talk.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production. For more, go to www.radiolemans.com. Radio Show Limited. We talk to the world.